Okay, so Queen Elizabeth, she didn't have any heirs. She didn't have any children. So when she died, eventually, she was actually one of the longest serving queens. Only recently have there been older queens. And she eventually died. And James the Sixth, her cousin, who was King of Scotland at the time, he became King James the First of England, Wales and Ireland. Scotland is importantly remained separate. But in his honour, a new translation of the Bible was written. And this version became known as the King James Version. And it's still the one that's used in many, many Protestant churches. Ireland, meanwhile, was completely separate and completely Catholic. But the English in the Pale, living in the Pale, they were beginning to have more influence because the King of Ireland was introducing more and more laws that were coming directly from England. So during Elizabeth and James the First, people in Ireland began to oppose this suggested English rule, the fact that these English rules were getting passed over to the Irish. And most importantly, is that these rules will be passed over by a government that was Protestant, not Catholic. And the English government wanted to, you know, make themselves stronger over there, and they thought it would be a good idea if they invited more and more Protestants to settle in the north of Ireland, beyond the Pale, in the north of Ireland, around Ulster. And this land was forcibly, through battle, was taken away from Catholic landowners. And these places became known as plantations. And the consequences of this fight and the Catholic and Protestant religions in Ireland had many, many effects. And still, until only very, very recently, have they had any kind of peace off the back of this original fight. Meanwhile, in England, Elizabeth the First had managed Parliament well, as we said, and she believed in listening and balancing views and the views of others. But James the First was not the same, and even more so, when he died, Charles the First was pretty strict. And Charles the First was a bit more like the old kings. He believed that the king was the closest person to God. And just like in medieval times, he'd been chosen by God to rule. And this is known as the divine right of kings. And he was the king. Why did he need to listen to anyone else? He believed that he didn't need Parliament to make decisions. And he resented some of those things from the Magna Carta, you know, that great charter that was written that said that the king can't have power and the king, you know, should stick to the law and things like this. And he tried to rule without Parliament, and they managed to do that for 11 years. But there was more trouble brewing, and that was in Scotland. So King Charles I wanted a church that had a different way of saying prayers. They were completely rewriting the prayer book again and again and again. So this new book of prayer that they wrote in England, they wanted to bring into the Scottish church. And Scotland didn't like this idea. In fact, they hated it so much that they wanted to fight the English. And they formed an army, okay? And Charles I tried to build an army to defeat the Scottish, And he went, he tried to reform Parliament, to get Parliament back together and get some money to pay for the army. And Parliament said, who was mostly run by Protestants who were Puritans, they believed in being pure. And Parliament, because there were these Protestants involved who believed in just the purity of the church, and the same strictness of the Church of Scotland, didn't support the king and refused to give him money. So this all came to a head when it was getting worse in Ireland as well. So the Catholics in Ireland were getting more and more scared of the English Puritans, okay, the people of the Protestants that are in charge of Parliament. So Parliament had an army to fight the Irish, but they didn't have an army to fight the Scottish, because that was Charles I. So Charles I got angry about this and burst into Parliament, and and tried to arrest five of the Puritan leaders, and they'd been tipped off about it and they weren't anywhere to be seen. But it started a war. This is the last time a king's ever been in Parliament, ever been allowed to walk into Parliament, unannounced, ever since. And because this started a war, so in 1642, supporters of the king, which were known as the Cavaliers, fought in a civil war in the country against people who supported the Puritans and Parliament, and they were called the Roundheads. So this big war took place in 1642. Finally, in 1646, the army was beaten at the Battle of Naseby and Marston Moor. In two different battles, they were beaten both times. And the king became a prisoner. And just like Mary and people before, he was a prisoner for a while, and then when he was too much of a nuisance, they decided to knock his head off. So from 1646 onwards, England, for the first time ever, was a republic. It was a country that was run and owned by the people, and they shared everything among the common person. And this was known as the Commonwealth, because everyone shared money. And no one was in charge of the country, but there was someone called Oliver Cromwell, and he was sent to Ireland. He was a soldier and it was a general who already fought in the war in Ireland to put down the Catholics, to get rid of the Catholics that were rebelling against the Protestants in Ireland. He managed to do this, but it was a very, very violent war. And in Scotland, meanwhile, they let Charles I's son, Charles II, take control. But then Cromwell went over and beat the Scottish as well. Okay, so Scotland became under English Parliament power, and Cromwell became head of Parliament, and he was called the Protector, the Lord Protector of this Republic. So that's the only time in English history where England hasn't been ruled by kings and queens. So when Cromwell died, his son took over after him, but he wasn't so good. He wasn't so loved by the people. And also people liked the old ways. They liked the protection and the stability and the normalness of having a king and queen in charge. So this is when the Restoration started, and we'll move on to the Restoration for the next part.